This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 18 people were injured today when gunmen opened fire at a gathering in Kabul with high-profile opposition politicians in attendance. Witnesses say the shooting began when former Vice President Karim Khalili was speaking to a ceremony organized to commemorate the death of a prominent minority Shiite Hazara politician. The event was being shown live by Afghan television, and Khalili could be seen running for cover along with others when the gunfire erupted. There were no claims of responsibility, and the Taliban insurgency quickly denied any involvement. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says it is time for a full-scale global attack on the new coronavirus. This as the number of COVID-19 victims nears 100,000 worldwide.
This is not the time to give up. This is not a time for excuses. This is a time for pulling out all the stops.
Japan has canceled a memorial service for the 2011 earthquake and tsunami disasters, given the focus on containing the new coronavirus. The announcement came a day after Prime Minister Shinzo Abe unveiled a mandatory 14-day quarantine at government facilities for all visitors from China and South Korea because of the COVID-19 outbreak. Abe also said visitors from China and South Korea will not be allowed to use Japanese public transportation. Markets in Asia opened lower this morning following another day of stunning losses on Wall Street amid worldwide coronavirus concerns. Stocks were down in South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan, and Hong Kong's markets were trending downward as well. All of this after the sell-off on the U.S. exchanges. Analysts say investors are jittery about the COVID-19 threat and whether central banks around the world can contain the economic impact. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration says a million test kits for COVID-19 will be available in the next few days in the United States as it tries to weather widespread criticism about the so far short supply. Vice President Mike Pence yesterday was in Washington State, where 11 of the 12 virus deaths in this country have occurred. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has a report.
Vice President Mike Pence says despite the high number of cases and deaths, state officials have done a good job.
The way you've come alongside families that have been impacted has really represented the very best standard of care.
Most of those who have died were residents of a nursing home in Kirkland. Kevin Conley, whose father-in-law is a resident, says the families have been left in the dark.
Where's the time for the families? Like, nobody has reached out to us. Nobody.
Pence says he fully expects infections to increase, especially as more test kits make it to health officials in more locations across the country. I'm Tim McGuire.
The next major coronavirus drama in the U.S. could come on a cruise ship anchored off San Francisco Bay, where passengers and crew members are awaiting results of coronavirus tests given after it was learned that a passenger from a previous voyage died of COVID-19, and at least four others became infected. There are 3,500 people aboard the vessel. Reports from Ankara say Turkish troops killed 21 Syrian soldiers and destroyed military pieces and missile launchers after two Turkish soldiers were killed on Thursday. As Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters reports, the deaths came as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to a ceasefire in Syria's embattled Idlib region. It went into effect around midnight local time Friday. Putin and Erdogan back opposing sides in the nine-year war, with Erdogan backing some Syrian rebel groups and Putin firmly behind Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
As part of the ceasefire agreement, Russian and Turkish troops will conduct joint patrols together in Idlib. But this isn't the first time they've done joint patrols there, nor is it the first ceasefire. Syria has gone through several ceasefires. All have collapsed. And while Putin expressed his condolences for the deaths of Turkish troops, both sides have blamed each other in the past for failure to coordinate and avert such events. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says his country reserves the right to respond to any attack by forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. In the meantime, he says Turkey and Russia will work together to supply humanitarian aid. The civilian toll has been profound. The United Nations believes the fighting in Idlib has sparked what may be the worst humanitarian disaster of the nine-year war.
That was Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Gene Randall, VOA News.